Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Tommy. He had a recently driving down the freeway, Roger, and I guess some debris fell off the truck.
And I'm going to call, of course, out of the blue, being a gentleman who's finally tracked him down. Damaged my Mercedes.
Listen to how he denies that this happened.
It's Tommy.
Yes, you are the gentleman for whom I've been searching for almost 3 months now.
Oh, is that right?
I believe I was following your vehicle, and some debris fell off and damaged my car.
Do what?
Debris fell off the back of your trailer and damaged my vehicle.
Okay, well, what is the damage?
Well, my entire front end needed to be redone and painted.
Oh, baloney.
Baloney yourself, sir.
If something had fell off there and tore up your truck, you wouldn't have got. You could have caught me by then, my friend.
Baloney yourself, sir. Now, I am no mood to...
Well, I'm not in any mood either, man. I have no problem with paying for something, my friend, but
well,
3 months ago...
Do you have insurance?
Yeah, I've got insurance.
Then why are you trying to take advantage of me? That's what
I
see.
I'm not trying to take advantage of you. You're trying to take advantage of me. You're waiting 3 months.
No, sir. All I want is restitution that is fair and equitable.
What was the damage?
It was $1,600 of damage.
$1,600 of damage.
Now,
and
sir,
you just now found me.
Well, if you hadn't take off and tried to...
I didn't take off.
Escape your responsibility.
Well, what do you mean it's my responsibility?
Do you not recall losing something off your trailer?
No, I do not, sir. I really don't.
I thought you would say such.
Well, I mean, what would I say? If somebody had seen something fall off my trailer, don't you think they would have honked at me?
I honked several times, sir, and you ignored me.
No, I didn't ignore you, sir. I didn't hear it. I had the windows up and the air conditioning going. Now, how would I ignore you?
You believe because I am a foreigner that you can take advantage of me.
Who said you were a foreigner?
Well, now you are mistaken, sir.
I have no idea you're a foreigner.
You will not bully me. Do you understand me?
I'm not trying to bully you.
I know your type, sir.
Oh, you do?
I know your type. Jumping.
Look, sir, if you got a chump, something on your shoulder because you're a foreigner, I don't know you're a foreigner. Why are you bringing that up?
I am telling you, I will not be pushed around by you, sir.
Where are you from, sir?
I am challenging you. Do you understand me?
For what?
Yes, sir. Do not underestimate my prowess.
Sir, you're getting all violent over nothing. But I would surely like to see some receipts and see the vehicle. And
I know what you will see. The back of my hand is what you will see, sir.
Hey, sir, I'm going to tell you something. If you want to get cocky, just get your lawyer and let's get it on. I'm not scared of you either. I don't know who the hell you think you are. I'll take care of my problem.
I do not need a lawyer.
I'll take care of it. Don't say something about putting your hand on me.
I do not need a lawyer.
If you put your hand on me, I'll knock your head off.
I will come down there and kick your big rump.
Well, get your ass over here,
I will kick you from here to sundown.
Well, come on. Bring it on. Come on. Let's get it on.
All right. I'll tell you where we'll meet.
You don't tell me nothing.
I will tell you.
Just get your lawyer and get a hold of me, dude.
Meet me at the offices of Dean and Raj.
Oh,
and the birthday scam.
Who the hell is this?
It's Dean and Raj, and Mark and Kevin wanted us to call you.
Oh, that son of a bitch. You're my friend.
So what fell off your truck?
Probably my ass.
Just a big old
prank. Who came up with this idea? Kevin and who?
Kevin and Mark. I'm not sure who Mark is.
Mark,
but
yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
God dang it.